this is Dan.
Hey, Dan, this is Pete from Bank of Cardiff. Just returning your email here.
Yeah, Pete, I don't recall talking to you. Have we spoken before?
No, I actually tried to follow up with you guys today on a finance offer we sent out, and then I sent you an email real quick. I talked to Christy for a little bit.
Yeah, you mentioned something about SunTrust. There's a follow-up to SunTrust or something like
that. Yeah.
We
actually sent you an additional finance offer based on the work you did with SunTrust. They're a bank in one of our networks. You're going to see if you had any other additional needs. Well, what can I help you out with today? You looking to bring on some capital?
Yeah, I mean, we can always expand. We've got... you know, always room to expand with operations and things like that. But yes, I mean, I guess how does it work on your end? I mean, we don't have like a personal relationship with you guys, so
yeah, of
it's
course.
A little odd that we would be pre-approved with you guys for anything, really.
Yeah, no, the pre-approval, just because you had an existing loan out before. We know you're a credible business. You know, you've been around the block. You've clearly haven't defaulted on that. So that's where the pre-approval comes through. But we'd love to work with you. Were you looking to do equipment or capital?
Probably capital, because we've just invested in some equipment. So we're good on that front. So I think just some working capital would be great to be able to get us through some big contracts we've got pending. We're just waiting. They're not pending. They're signed. We're just, as far as executing the contracts, you can only take on so much as you can finance yourself as a company. And we're more debt-free than anything else. So we don't take on a lot of debt. So that's been our saving grace through the bad times. But with growth, you really need to do that at the appropriate time. So, yeah, I mean, we could always do that.
How big are these contracts? Like, are they through the summer? Are they bigger than your normal ones? Are you guys really expanding there?
Oh yeah, we're signing lots and lots.
Nice.
Sales is growing really rapidly. So, with that, we're just apprehensive about growing beyond our means to be able to do the work as far as finance the projects ourselves. Like I said, we very small credit lines with people and our suppliers anyway, and then SunTrust is our only major line of credit, and with equipment and things like that, we're pretty exhausted on that front. So I think it wouldn't hurt us at all to be able to have another outlet for that.
No, of course. You said your sales are doing well. What'd you do last year, or what are you on track to do this year?
We did four last year, just right at $4 million last year, and we'll probably exceed six this year.
Oh, good.
So that's a 50%.
Yeah.
That's a big jump, and we could do more. It's just the problem is that, like I said, you can only do as much as you can financially afford to do without getting yourself in a hole. We don't want to be looking for receivables, you know, wringing their hands and us spending money like we're going out of business. So we got to be careful.
I got a guy in a similar situation. He's got about $800K in receivables and expensing about $200K a month, and you know, he's just waiting on it, kind of bleeding out here. So
yeah, so we don't want that scenario. That's the worst thing. Those are growing pains that'll put you under. So we got to be careful with that. But we're managing it well. But it's frustrating when you can grow faster than you're able to financially grow. You know, that's a little frustrating because we've got the contracts readily available.
Yeah. What can you attribute to that growth? Like, have you guys changed your methods at all? Are you just marketing better?
Yeah, we worked into a niche with a manufacturer being an inspector, where we're the only one in two states for inspecting a certain type of membrane. So we're finding a lot of insurance related work as a result of the inspections. So yeah, it's really gone well.
Oh, good to hear. Good to hear. So how much were you looking to take on right now? We typically free about 10 to 15%. How much of that do you think you're going to need?
I think honestly we're probably, I don't see that, is this a constant credit line or is this just like a term loan, or how does it work with you guys?
It is a term loan. It is unsecured cash. And you can actually refinance and bring on more capital once we reach our halfway point. So it's essentially very, very similar to your line of credit.
And then what kind of interest rate are we talking about?
Oh, well, I can't give you anything definitively solid.
No, of course not.
Yeah, we got to look at some some financials first. But let me ask a few qualifying questions. Like, I know your gross annual sales is about 10 about $4 million. You're on track to do $6 million, which is really nice. How's your credit? Like the business credit?
The business credit, I don't know. We'd have to look at it. I've never pulled it.
Good, bad, in the middle, ballpark?
I would think that it would be probably in the middle somewhere. I don't see why it would be bad other than we don't do many loans. You know, we mm-hmm. just don't have, but it's non-existent other than the credit through SunTrust.
Mm-hmm. And, have you looked anywhere else for any financing besides SunTrust? Or?
No, that's pretty much it.
Oh, good. And what's your return on investment? You know, I know it's mostly for cash flow and to help out these bigger contracts.
Well, you know, our average profit margin, pre-tax gross, you know, profit, or pre-tax net profit is probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 40%. I mean, those are staggering margins compared to our industry. But when it's insurance-related work, it seems to be a lot better. So that's why the sudden growth.
Oh, good to hear, how long have you guys been in business for?
Well, my dad started the business in 68. And then, of course, we incorporated, I think, in 08 or 9 or 10 or something like that. And so we've been, as far as the business entity being a corporation, I think 08 or 10, something like that, is when we restructured it. Yes, we've been around a long, long time.
Yeah, that's good. Have you always been in this business? You know, has your dad had the company and you just kind of grew up, right in there?
Yeah, all my life.
That's good. I mean, that's why you guys are doing so well. You know, you get experience in the industry.
Yeah, right. So that's more or less where we are with things. As far as me personally, I don't, I don't use a lot of credit. So I think my personal credit score is probably somewhere in 700, 690, 680, something like that. I think
right around the national average.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing is that it primarily based off of the gross annual sales, so the credit doesn't have as much to do with it. So if you're pulling in $4 million, and you're tracking to do $6 million, how much are you trying to bring on capital wise, like the amount?
I'd like to start low. I don't want to build a relationship based on some outrageous loan. I mean, what's your average? I mean, what kind of loans do you start out with?
It really depends on the size of the business.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, with you guys, we tend to try and free up around 10 to 15. Well, we can if you want it. So, like, hypothetically for you guys, we could probably get you $400K pretty easily, but
I wouldn't want to go over 100.
So
yeah,
maybe
I wouldn't want to go over 100.
And maybe, like I said, halfway through you can, add on, refinance. So we could start off with something a lot more comfortable. What were you, maybe 100 ballpark?
Yeah, 100 or less even. So, I'd say between 50 and 100 would be just fine for us. We don't, like I said, we try to stay away from excessive debt. So,
that's why you guys have stood around for so long. When do you think you're going to need this buy? Like, when are these contracts coming up?
Oh, they're on top of it.
Right around the corner.
I could, literally, I've got people in line waiting for us to do the work. So, it's useful now, it's useful tomorrow, it's useful a week now, a month from now. I mean, whatever's good, whatever you guys can do.
That's solid.
But it really depends on an interest rate, because I want to be sure that we're not, if it's, high risk, interest rate that we're dealing with, I'd probably just not be interested.
No, of course, I totally understand. Well, the nice thing is, like, we can get you, really quick paperwork. We can get you, an approval from the underwriters and a specific actual number in 24 hours. And then you can kind of take things from there, the ball's in your court, if you think it's going to be a good fit for you, because we don't want to give you anything that you can't handle. So if you think it's going to be a good fit for you, we can actually fund it within another 24 hours from that. So, it's not out of the scope of possibility, if you got these documents back by the end of the day today, for you to have this money by Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. Not at all.
Just give me a ballpark estimate on what the interest rate could end up being based on the information I've given you.
Yeah. Okay, so we don't really do interest rates. We do cents on the dollar. And our A and B tiers, our best ones start out for around 10 cents on the dollar and kind of go up from there. But we don't annualize the rates like you usually see an APR, and you'd have 50 $100,000 loan with for 2 years with your like a 7% APR. But then when you do the math, people don't realize that's every year 7%. That's actually a 14% loan.
Right.
So we kind of stay away from the whole interest rate thing and just do we deposit the money unsecured into your business bank account and give you the final number you got to pay back. And that's either daily, monthly, or weekly. But yeah, like I said, it's about 10 cents on the dollar, 10%, and it goes up with their, depending on how risky the loan is for us, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So we have with SunTrust is I think it's 4.5 or 4.75% interest-only loan, and it's revolving. So, and it's $250,000 if we need it, and that's so it tends. I mean, it works really good for us, and it's reasonable, I believe. But 10% seems excessive. That seems pretty high.
Well, is that secured or unsecured cash you're getting from them too?
Unsecured.
Oh, okay, that's really good.
Yeah.
And is that 4.75 or 5%, is that like an annual interest rate, or is that an overall interest rate for, it's like a line of credit, right? Is that what I'm...
Yeah, it's just a line of credit, man.
I mean...
It's in the account. We can draw on it when we want to, whatever we draw on is what the interest based on that amount. So if we... It's available $250, and then whatever we pull out of it, that's what we pay interest on.
Okay, I mean, I know you guys are so, if you're only asking for 50 to 100 and you're pulling in 4 mil, that's extremely low risk for us. You know what I mean? You guys are, that's nothing compared to what your cash flow is. So,
right.
You might even qualify. I've seen, there are, 0%, rates here, not like literally zero, but 1-2% for a very small amount of time and a very small loan
right.
for a business is doing. It's a very not typical situation, but since you are in the spot where you are, you've been in business here for about 50 years, a little bit more than that, and you're only asking for about 50 to 100 and you're pulling in, you're on track for 6 this year. So I would just send in the application and our underwriter can work with that, because I have seen lower. We just don't usually go there because people aren't asking for what you're asking for. You're in a way better position than most people looking to bring on some capital.
Okay, well, so can you send me an application?
Of course. Where can I shoot that over to?
Send it to dan.as. Well, it's actually the email that you sent.
Oh, yeah, I've got it right here.
You've got it.
Perfect.
Yeah, just send it to that, and I'll give it to Christy, our office manager, and she'll take care of it from there.
Yeah, and it's really simple. You just... are you 100% owner of the company right now?
Yes.
You are? All right, perfect. So you have to fill out the application. It's like a one-page app. It's just some, standard questions. And then I just need 6 months of bank statements to just, to be able to prove that you're pulling in the cash flow so we don't give you something you can't afford.
Right.
And your most recent tax return, excuse me.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, I'll shoot over that information to you if you can get that back to me as quick as possible, and we can get that all processed. And
okay.
I said, I'll come back with the rate for you. If it fits, Dan, and if it doesn't, then maybe we'll try and do some business elsewhere, and at least we're building a good relationship here. I want you to be able to trust us. We're not going to get you in anything that you can't afford or that's going to hurt your business.
Okay, that sounds great. I'll look forward to it.
All right, I'll send that over in about 10 minutes. Thank you so much.
Bye.